Stay tuned for the Power of Pentecost. I'm strong in the Lord and the power of His might. From Mount Vernon, Illinois, I'm Pastor Dennis Myers. Sister Linda's at the piano. You're tuned with the daily ministry of the Power of Pentecost. We want this to be a time of refreshing in the presence of the Lord. We want it to be good news to you. We want you to know that Jesus saves. We want you to know that Jesus redeems and He abides with us. Let's sing now. I'm strong in the Lord and in the power of His might. I've got on the righteousness of God. And I'm gonna win every battle that I fight. I'm strong in the Lord and in the power of His might. And we bring you choice Christian greetings in Jesus' name as we do each day. Thank you for worshiping with us, and if it's convenient and possible, I hope you're telling someone else about our broadcast ministry and inviting them to worship with you. If you do have song requests or prayer requests, please feel free to send them to us. You can call, you can text, you can email, and you can go to the website and get access to us there. And we are just thankful for the goodness of the Lord. We want to know that you're in our listening audience. We're here to bless you in the name of Jesus. Let's start this service today with the Word of God to begin today's broadcast, Psalms 84:11. For the Lord God is a sun and a shield. The Lord will give grace and glory. No good thing will He withhold from them that walk uprightly. O Lord of hosts, blessed is the man that trusteth in Thee. Wonderful words of life from the Word of God. Let's look at it again. He is our sun and our shield, and He will give grace and glory. No good thing will He withhold from them that walk uprightly. O Lord of hosts, blessed is the man that trusteth in Thee. Let's put our trust in the Lord and obtain the Lord's blessing. Look how many promises are in this verse. Someone said there are over 7,000 promises in the Bible. I don't know how they come up with that figure, but I'm quite certain there's that many and maybe even more. There's just some right there in that verse. Well, let's have a great time. By the time this service is over, we want you to know you've been in the presence of the Lord. 175 in the Melodies of Praise hymnal. This is one of my favorites. He is able to deliver thee. If you need Him today, He's right here. Listen to this. 'Tis a grandest theme through the ages run. 'Tis a grandest theme for a mortal tongue. 'Tis a grandest theme that the world e'er sung. Our God is able to deliver thee. He is able to deliver thee. He is able to deliver thee. Though by sin oppressed, go to Him for rest. Our God is able to deliver thee. 'Tis a grandest theme in the earth or main. 'Tis a grandest theme for a mortal strain. 'Tis a grandest theme, tell the world again. Our God is able to deliver thee. He is able to deliver thee. He is able to deliver thee. Though by sin oppressed, go to Him for rest. just our God is able to deliver thee. Tis a grandest theme, let the tidings roll to a guilty heart, to the sinful soul. Look to God in faith, He will make thee whole. Our God is able to deliver thee. Sing it, He is able to deliver thee. He is able to deliver thee. Though by sin oppressed, go to Him for rest. Our God is able to deliver thee. Jesus went around all places ministering and delivering those that were oppressed of the devil. Our God is able to deliver you. And if you'll put your trust in Him today, you'll realize His delivering power is there, and His delivering power is able, and His delivering power is willing. And if you'll just believe it, you can be delivered even while we're on the radio with you today. Right now, it's not something you have to schedule an appointment like you do for the doctor. He doesn't have to run a bunch of tests before He makes a diagnosis. He's right there. He knows your situation. He knows whether you need His healing or deliverance from a devil or whatever the trial is. He can set you free right now. In Jesus' name, be this known unto you. He's an ever-present, miracle-working God. Someone said the days of miracles are over. They told me that. I said, well, show it to me in the Bible, and I'll believe it. But I know that Jesus went around doing all sorts of miraculous thing. And you know one thing? We are part of the book of Acts Church. We are the continuation of the book of Acts. And you notice in the book of Acts at the very last chapter, there is no the end like there is in some verses, because the book of Acts has never come to an end. It is continuing to live in our lives, and great wonders are being done. People are being saved and filled with the Holy Ghost and healed and delivered and set free, and their lives can be transformed. It is available for us, and it is available for you. You may be down in the dumps, and you may be discouraged, and you may be at rock bottom right now, and your sickness may look like it's going to take your life, but God can turn all those things around. Let's read the precious promise, and then let's pray. From Deuteronomy 4:29, but if from thence thou shalt seek the Lord thy God, thou shalt find Him, if thou wilt seek Him with all thy heart and with all thy soul. Let's pray. Thank you, Lord, today for the fact that we can seek You and find You. Lord, if we just seek You with all of our heart and with all of our soul. And Lord, oftentimes people will give us prayer requests and they'll make mention that they have been praying and so forth. But Lord, a lot of times people really don't put their all into it. They'll just casually say, I want to be healed, or I want my need met, and they just casually say it, you know, Lord, but we've got to put our all into this. And Lord, on this broadcast service right now, we come to You in Jesus' name. We're putting our all into this time together, and everyone that's worshiping with us far and near right now, Lord, they're putting their all into this. And so, Lord, we are believing You for great victories, and we're believing You for great deliverances, and we're believing You for great powerful things. We're believing You, Lord, in Jesus' name. Lord, let Your word go forth and Your works go forth and Your will be done. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen. Hallelujah. Praise Him with us now. I feel the power of God. He was wounded for our transgressions. He was bruised for our iniquities. Surely he bore our sorrows, and by his stripes we are healed. And I'll give you the contact information at the end. Here's one entitled, I Made It by Grace. I live each day in victory because of the one who lives in me. I found every promise he ever made, Jesus will keep. Walk by my side in desert strife, love me and help me when I cried. So let me sing you one more song in case I leave. I made it by grace. Steps that are slower now have taken each one by faith. Standing on Jordan's stormy shore, I'll lift my trembling voice once more. I know how I made it. Children are leaving one by one, passing this way and going home. Signs of the time reveal we don't have very long. But each one who stands upon this shore, waving goodbye as they rejoice, glory to God, we'll leave here singing that same sweet song. I know how I made it. I made it by grace. Steps that are slower now have taken each one by faith. Standing on Jordan's stormy shore, I'll lift my trembling voice once more. I know how I made it. I made it by grace. One more time, hallelujah. I know how I made it. I made it by grace. Steps that are slower now have taken each one by faith. Standing on Jordan's stormy shore. I am Pastor Dennis Myers, and Sister Linda's at the piano. Send any mail to the Power of Pentecost, Post Office Box 100, Mount Vernon, Illinois, 62864. Call or text 618-214-1410. A website where you can hear the broadcast anytime, www.pentecostalradio.org. You've been endued with power from on high, the power of Pentecost. And remember, it's a fearful thing to fall into the hands of a living God. I know how I made it. I made it by grace. Steps that are slower now have